This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 59 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. It's cloudy. It's also very foggy out there. Widespread fog this morning. Visibility is not great, so please be careful. Allow yourself a little extra time. Our high temperature today in the low 70s. Also, a little bit of a breeze later on in the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, and then more clouds moving in after midnight with the chance of late-night rain, probably in the form of drizzle, overnight low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, chance of drizzle in the morning, and then cloudy all day with a slight chance of showers in the high in the middle 60s. Neighbors of the proposed Obie Creek development south of town lobbied the Chapel Hill Town Council last night to have their voices heard in the project's planning process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
More than 30 concerned citizens showed up at last night's council work session, an unusual turnout for the less formal meetings that take place beyond the TV cameras. Even more unusually, the council broke protocol to give them a chance to speak their minds. Here's Jeannie Brown.
It is hard to understand why there is no formalized role for the community in leadership and decision-making process.
She's one of more than three dozen residents who turned out last night who live in Southern Chapel Hill near the proposed Obie Creek development on 15501 South across from Southern Village. The original plan for the 124-acre lot called for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development. But the developer has agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project as an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process. In March, town staffers put together a two-part plan for exploring and negotiating the agreement, a plan that featured public input sessions and workshops throughout the summer and fall. But neighbors said that's not enough. They want formal representation in the process of crafting a development agreement, and they asked the council to form a citizen task force. Developer Ben Perry of East West Partners agreed.
I think that would be tremendously helpful in disseminating information in every direction, keeping the neighbors up to date on what's going on, as well as providing an opportunity and ability to speak to the town in a clear fashion.
At last night's work session, several council members, including Matt Chakovsky, challenged town staffers' assertion that the current planning model allows for adequate public participation.
You tell us that this process is designed for ample community engagement. I thought I heard the community saying they didn't agree. That's an issue right there.
Council debated the merits of formal versus informal representation before settling on the idea of creating a task force, similar to the Central West Focus Area Steering Committee. That group is made up of 17 members from diverse backgrounds throughout Chapel Hill, who are working together to craft a small area plan for the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. Although pausing to form a new task force could push back the October deadline to complete the first phase, Gene Pease urged staff to take the time to get the process right.
Ultimately, if it gets a better product, I would argue that's well within the scope of we're going to be living with this development for 20 or 30 years, another 2 or 3 or 4 months, well, who cares?
The council will revisit the issue at a business meeting next Wednesday with an eye to seating the task force before public information sessions kick off in May. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's something new coming out of Raleigh just about every day now. North Carolina's recently proposed House Bill 937 could introduce legally securing firearms on campuses if stored in lockboxes in a person's vehicle. UNC Department of Public Safety spokesperson Randy Young says campuses all over the state have voiced their opposition to this bill.
This is certainly something that our chief just felt compelled to address, in a show of solidarity with other campus police law enforcement agencies which have stepped forward and stated that they feel that this is a bad move for the educational community in the state of North Carolina.
The beginning part of the text of the bill states that, quoting here, it's an act to increase penalties for certain crimes in which a firearm is used or displayed. A portion of utmost concern for public safety departments at colleges and universities statewide says, quoting here, a person who has a valid concealed handgun permit may have a concealed handgun in a locked compartment in a vehicle on the premises of a community college, or public university, and carry a handgun into an assembly where an admission fee is charged. Young says there are multiple downsides to allowing firearms in civilian hands on campus, legal or otherwise.
Number one, people with firearms on campus are not trained in them the same way law enforcement officials are. Secondly, it makes it very difficult for law enforcement officers to respond because it's much more difficult to tell who the perpetrator is versus who is taking it into their own hands to respond. And thirdly, any educational institution, be it high school, be it the university, is an area where people are educating themselves and availing themselves of opportunities to mature, to evolve, and to grow and learn. And the introduction of live firearms into that situation is just inherently problematic.
The bill is sponsored by 27 Republican representatives and one Democrat, Representative George Graham from District 12. It's currently being heard by the House. To read the complete release from UNC Department of Public Safety Chief Jeff McCracken and the complete text of the bill, you can go to WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. We brought you several stories on area law enforcement and how they're working to keep you safe, but they don't do it alone. Working alongside the officers are the dogs of the canine units. They hunt down suspects, search out drugs, and detect bombs. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
It's vital to the safety of all of our officers. If we have somebody hiding somewhere that wants to do us harm, either in a wooded setting or a building or anywhere really, their ability to detect that odor long before we see that person, because we may not see them.
That's Sergeant Gabe Shin of the Chapel Hill Police Department. Shin says the Chapel Hill PD has three trained dogs with a keen sense of smell that's more crucial to officers than their bite.
Anytime we can get the dogs there to protect them, again, it's an unpredictable job. We don't know what they're walking into. We don't know what might be in a building or what might be laying around the corner.
The dogs can also move fast. Shin says in a foot chase situation, he has never seen a suspect outrun a police dog. The three dogs are named MJ, Jax, and Kearney, and they actually live with their handlers, becoming a part of their families. MJ lives with Shin, and he explains this encourages a strong relationship between the dogs and their handlers. But police dogs are expensive, costing upwards of $10,000. However, the Chapel Hill PD's dogs were bought from private donations. The Chapel Hill PD does not have a bomb-sniffing dog, but the UNC Department of Public Safety does. Their canine unit is made up of Buddy, who came to the UNC Department of Public Safety in August of 2007. Buddy specializes in bomb detection, but is not trained in pursuits or locating missing persons. Randy Young of the UNC Department of Public Safety explains their canine unit began back in 2004. Young says, like other police dogs, Buddy is great with people, but is all business during high-profile community events like football games.
He's also extremely professional and needs to be, and pretty much just like what we would hope from any one of our officers here.
Buddy is trained in the identification of 25 to 30 different chemicals that are essential in most explosive devices. The UNC Department of Public Safety lends him out to other jurisdictions for big events. His handler, Officer Jeff Mosher, trains Buddy twice a month. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Officials in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County are gearing up for another difficult budget talks. And although the economy may be on the rebound, County Manager Frank Clifton says local governments still have no more money to work with than they did 5 years ago.
We're at 2008 levels, and actually the county's budget in 2008 is greater than it is today. That's a reality. The tax base for the county is not much different today than it was in 2008.
Still, Orange County officials say they're hopeful they can get through another two-year budget cycle without raising property taxes. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Orange County Commissioner Alice Gordon says she's optimistic about the prospect of avoiding a tax hike in 2013.
You have to balance those things out, but I think going into the budget process, we're going to try not to raise the general property tax rate.
And while town governments, too, are anticipating some difficult budget decisions, officials in Carborough say they're also confident they can avoid raising taxes on residents this year. Here's Assistant Town Manager Matt Eford.
You know, just kind of speaking in generalities, our goal this year is to present a no-tax increase budget, and the preliminary budget thus far does not include a tax increase.
But it's a different story in Chapel Hill, where officials are dealing with a variety of unique budget challenges. And as a result, Town Manager Roger Stansel says a tax increase may be unavoidable this year.
I apparently used up all the rabbits in my hat sooner than Frank and Matt did, but there is a brand new library open, and we've been saying, I think, for several years that to operate that library at the same level that the community is used to, that was an equivalent to a penny on the tax rate. The community decided to close the landfill and we take our garbage somewhere else. We said from the very beginning that was a penny on the tax rate, increased cost for the town of Chapel Hill to do that.
Compounding that, Stansel says, is the possibility of an additional penny tax increase from Chapel Hill Transit as well. While different local governments are expecting to make different decisions on the question of raising taxes, officials across the board agree that the coming budget talks are going to be difficult, especially now that municipal governments have already streamlined their operations in previous budget cycles. Chapel Hill Town Council member Lauren Eastham says there's no such thing as an easy cut.
The services that we have in Chapel Hill exist because somebody wanted them, and they're useful services, and so it makes it really tough on us to decide to chip away or cut because we know that it will affect, you know, a certain group or everyone.
And Carborough Alderman Lydia Lavelle says she's particularly concerned for municipal employees who've gone without pay raises for years.
We've done a good job of stipends or other things the last couple of years, but as far as cost of living and as far as we've been struggling a little bit with the implementation of a living wage and how that affects all the other employees.
Municipal governments will begin their budget discussions later this spring. Clifton Eastham, Eford, Gordon, Lavelle, and Stansel made those comments on Thursday during WCHL's annual community forum. You can revisit the entire 10-hour forum at any time by visiting our website, chapelborough.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Fifth Season Gardening. Organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, canning, and much more at their downtown Carborough store. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Ram Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still want to let everybody know, still a little bit of residual fog out there, so be on the lookout. If you're traveling, give yourself some extra time this morning. 15501 northbound, seeing a little bit of a slowdown between I-40 and Garrett Road. Otherwise, things moving just fine. If you see anything else as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and as always, we ask you to do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Glass Half Full and Carborough. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. They have all the details. All right, it is 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy this morning and then becoming partly sunny for the afternoon. Widespread fog this morning. You got to watch out for the fog. Visibility not terrific out there. High today in the low 70s. A little bit breezy later today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. And then more clouds moving in after midnight. A chance of rain, probably drizzle. Overnight low about 55. Tomorrow, a chance of drizzle in the morning and then cloudy all day with a slight chance of rain and a high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low of 55. And then on Thursday, cloudy in the morning and then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. Thursday night all the way through Sunday, partly cloudy in the daytime with the highs in the upper 60s, partly cloudy at night with lows around 50. So kind of stuck in the rut as far as the weather is concerned over the next few days here.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Online education is here to stay. And according to UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe,
we need to be part of the conversation and part of the effort that's going into developing these things. But I don't think the extreme views on either side of this are correct. I don't think that this is going to disrupt residential college education overnight. And I also don't think that it's something we can ignore.
Coursera and 2U are online education models in their early stages, but already the attempts at making them viable options are in the works. Both programs are free and don't offer many options to get course credit. However, Chancellor Thorpe says with the amount of attention they're getting, a truly new form of education is fast approaching.
Huge numbers of people sign up for these classes, but a relatively small percentage actually completes them. And the frontier in all this is trying to assess the work that the students do and to figure out whether it qualifies for college credit. And these are very difficult logistical and technical and pedagogical challenges.
These comments were made during a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner for a special end-of-term interview with the chancellor. You can hear part three of that interview coming up this morning at 8:30 and then again at 3:30 and 5:30 during the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News with Aaron Keck. The interview will be played in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday. WCHL News Time, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Sports brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Head coach Mike Fox said Game 3 this past weekend's nationally televised baseball series between number 1 UNC and number 6 North Carolina State might have gone on if it had been rescheduled for early in the day before the rains came, but ESPN insisted on sticking to the original time, and Coach Fox wasn't happy about it.
I mean, I'll set the record straight here. The bottom line is that ESPN had the right to the game, and they evoked that right to play it at 7 o'clock, and they were not interested in moving it,
mm-hmm.
even though it was pretty clear that it looked like it was going to rain. So it wasn't NC State. It wasn't us. It was television having the rights to the game, and that's the contract the ACC signed and all their sports. And to my knowledge, there was very little negotiation. They were asked to be flexible on the time, and they did not do that.
That series ended up tied, one game apiece. Carolina had won the first game. State had claimed the second game, and then the rubber match wasn't even played because of the rain. And rain the whole thing out. They're not going to reschedule it either, so that game is just kind of by the books now. Coach Fox made those comments on his weekly radio show last night, heard on WCHL. Tar Heels are back in action tomorrow. They will host the Citadel in Bochimer Stadium here in Chapel Hill. First pitch scheduled for 6 p.m. You can catch all the action right here on WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Michael Jordan has set yet another record, largest tent in wedding history. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Well, our old pal MJ is at it again, adding to his record book 10 years after he finally hung up the sneaks. First, there was his ownership of the woebegone Washington Wizards, which he gave up to come out of retirement and play a couple of seasons, and then was the only owner fired by the other owner before he was able to get his ownership back. Don't screw with the late, great Abe Poland. Then Jordan set the record at the time, since broken by his buddy Tiger Woods, for the largest domestic divorce settlement in history, a reported $102 million after his wife's attorney responded to Michael's take-it-or-leave-it offer of $25 million with an envelope of photos that her private eye took while following Air Jordan flying around from one fling to the next. Take that, MJ. Although there are more records in between, like the former star who still makes more in endorsement money than any current athlete, now that Tiger dropped off the charts after the infamous hydrant episode with his ex-wife in the driveway. But these last two records happened almost simultaneously, one in Charlotte where Jordan owns the Bobcats, and one in Florida where he lives as an absentee owner who has become a punchline with the NBA fans and the media. Jordan fired coach Mike Dunlap after one season, a dreadful 14-50 record that at least will give the Bobcats another top pick in June's NBA draft, maybe if they win the ping pong ball lottery. Let's not forget Adam Morrison. Dunlap is Charlotte's fourth coach since Jordan took over operation of the franchise in 2007 and the second who lasted only one season. At least Larry Brown and Paul Silas win a season and a half. That's stability for you. The 50-year-old Jordan's latest record is getting married to 35-year-old Cuban model Yvette Prieto in the largest tent ever erected for a wedding in this country. I say homeland because I'm sure some tycoon or drug lord has put up a bigger tent somewhere in some foreign land. MJ's tent had to accommodate 500 guests, including his BFF Woods, and a who's who of professional sports and celebritydom. Appropriately, the tent covered almost the entire driving range at Jordan's favorite golf club, where there was probably the highest stakes Calcutta in weekend golf history that morning. Congratulations, His Royal Highness. This is our chance to see ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
How would you like to drive a brand new Chevrolet for $199 per month? That's ultimate fuel economy and trendy style in the 2013 Chevrolet Malibu for $199 per month.
Wow!
wow.
Performance Chevrolet is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Stock number C3121. 36-month lease with 12,000 miles per year. 1609 due at signing. Screw sack saving, 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $23,325 and selling price of $22,700. Finance with approved credit. Dealer retains all rebates. See dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30, 2013.
Chevrolet. Find new roads. PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Wow!
Visit Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill, located on 15501, exit 270 off I-40. Performance Chevy, ChapelHill.com.
Bette Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Great Outdoor Provision Company is celebrating the women's active lifestyle this month with Prana Sportswear and our Girls Night Out event. Join us on May 9th for an evening of inspiration from Carborough resident Sage Roundtree, a Prana athlete and yoga professional. Great Outdoor Provision Company is committed to the lifestyle of the woman athlete. You'll find Prana's performance fabrics and beautiful clean styling to be a spring favorite. Drop by the shop and see what's new for spring. Visit us at Eastgate Shopping Center. Learn more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
This is Alice Drozdiak, volunteer at the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. Imagine a world free from sexual violence, where everyone is treated with dignity and respect. You have the power to bring us closer to this vision. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Speak up, take action, and paint the town teal. Learn more at OCRCC.org/SAAM. What will you do to end sexual violence? Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from A Better Image Printing. It's 60% off, $50 for printing services, available now for $20. A Better Image Printing is more than just ink on paper. They're a full-service printer, which means that they can create just about anything. With today's deal, get 60% off any of their products and services, like black and white and color copying, brochures, calendars, business cards, flyers, and more. It's 60% off from A Better Image Printing. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it's 729, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. This is Rod Stutz, and coming up, another local news update following CBS News Update at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Right now, let's take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is Tuesday, and that means Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar offers a very special daily special. Let's Toast Tuesday. It's $2 off Carolina Crossroads specialty cocktails, like everyone's favorite Tar Heel Teeny. Hours and menus at CarolinaInn.com. That's CarolinaInn.com. Different special every day of the week. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy this morning and awfully foggy out there. Then after the fog clears away, it'll still be partly sunny today. High today in the low 70s. A little bit breezy later on. Tonight, partly cloudy and then more clouds moving in after midnight tonight. Chance of rain, probably in the form of drizzle. Overnight low around 55. Tomorrow, a chance of drizzle to start and then cloudy all day with a slight chance of rain. High in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low of 55. And then on Thursday, we're looking at cloudy skies in the morning and then becoming partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. In case you're wondering about the weekend, partly cloudy all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high in the upper 60s, lows at night around 50 degrees.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Matching DNA from the Boston Marathon bombings to whom exactly? That's the challenge. Correspondent Bob Orr on CBS This Morning.
Investigators now tell us they've identified female DNA on a fragment of one of the bombs used in Boston. It's not clear what any of that means. The DNA could have come from an injured spectator or perhaps from a clerk who sold some of the materials used in the bombs. But there's also a chance it could lead the FBI to a female accomplice.
FBI agents went to a Rhode Island home and visited with Tamerlan Tsarnaev's widow. Senior correspondent John Miller.
If that's her DNA, their relationship with her may change. And then the question is, what do you do with that? Now, she's already represented by a lawyer, but it certainly becomes a circumstantial piece that says she may have handled the device or parts of the device, and that opens the door to she may have known.
Jokhar Tsarnaev has retained a fourth lawyer, Judy Clark, who worked with Unabomber Ted Kaczynski and Eric Rudolph, the Atlanta Olympic Park bomber. Both avoided the death penalty. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock. WCHL, 60 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy this morning, also very foggy out there. Visibility not great, so please allow yourself a little extra time if you can today. High today in the low 70s. Neighbors of the proposed Obie Creek development south of town lobby the Chapel Hill Town Council last night to have their voices heard in the project's planning process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
More than 30 concerned citizens showed up at last night's council work session, an unusual turnout for the less formal meetings that take place beyond the TV cameras. Even more unusually, the council broke protocol to give them a chance to speak their minds. Here's Jeannie Brown.
It is hard to understand why there is no formalized role for the community in leadership and decision-making process.
She's one of more than three dozen residents who turned out last night who live in Southern Chapel Hill near the proposed Obie Creek development on 15501 South across from Southern Village. The original plan for the 124-acre lot called for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development, but the developer has agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project as an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process. In March, town staffers put together a two-part plan for exploring and negotiating the agreement, a plan that featured public input sessions and workshops throughout the summer and fall. But neighbors said that's not enough. They want formal representation in the process of crafting a development agreement, and they asked the council to form a citizen task force. Developer Ben Perry of East West Partners agreed.
I think that would be tremendously helpful in disseminating information in every direction, keeping the neighbors up to date on what's going on, as well as providing an opportunity and ability to speak to the town in a clear fashion.
At last night's work session, several council members, including Matt Chakovsky, challenged town staffers' assertion that the current planning model allows for adequate public participation.
You tell us that this process is designed for ample community engagement. I thought I heard the community saying they didn't agree. That's an issue right there.
Council debated the merits of formal versus informal representation before settling on the idea of creating a task force, similar to the Central West Focus Area Steering Committee. That group is made up of 17 members from diverse backgrounds throughout Chapel Hill, who are working together to craft a small area plan for the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. Although pausing to form a new task force could push back the October deadline to complete the first phase, Gene Pease urged staff to take the time to get the process right.
And ultimately, if it's a better product, I would argue that's well within the scope of we're going to be living with this development for 20 or 30 years, another 2 or 3 or 4 months, but who cares?
The council will revisit the issue at a business meeting next Wednesday with an eye to seating the task force before public information sessions kick off in May. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina's recently proposed House Bill 937 could introduce legally securing firearms on campuses if they're stored in lockboxes in a person's vehicle. UNC Department of Public Safety spokesperson Randy Young tells WCHL that campuses statewide have voiced their opposition to this bill.
This is certainly something that our chief just felt compelled to address in a show of solidarity with other campus police law enforcement agencies, which have stepped forward and stated that they feel that this is a bad move for the educational community in the state of North Carolina.
The beginning part of the text of the bill states that it's an act to increase penalties for certain crimes in which a firearm is used or displayed. Hard to argue with that. But the portion of utmost concern for public safety departments at colleges and universities statewide says, quoting, a person who has a valid concealed handgun permit may have a concealed handgun in a locked compartment in a vehicle on the premises of a community college, or public university, and carry a handgun into an assembly where an admission fee is charged. I suppose that means you could carry a gun into Keenan Stadium. If admission is charged, wouldn't that fit? Young says there are multiple downsides to allowing firearms in civilian hands on campus, legal or otherwise.
Number one, people with firearms on campus are not trained in them the same way law enforcement officials are. Secondly, it makes it very difficult for law enforcement officers to respond because it's much more difficult to tell who the perpetrator is versus who is taking it into their own hands to respond. And thirdly, any educational institution, be it high school, be it a university, is an area where people are educating themselves and availing themselves of opportunities to mature, to evolve, and to grow and learn. And the introduction of live firearms into that situation is just inherently problematic.
The bill is sponsored by 27 Republican representatives and one Democrat, Representative George Graham from District 12. It's currently being heard by the House. To read the complete release from UNC Department of Public Safety Chief Jeff McCracken and the complete text of the bill, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Preparing for the 2012-2013 school year, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board Superintendent Tom Forsella and the school board made a heavily contested decision to transfer a couple of teachers from schools at which they had taught for many years. I'm sure you remember that. Multiple reports here on WCHL. He says it's a decision that he learned from, but was not one that many districts ever experience.
It's very unusual that a reassignment's challenged. In other places in the country, this would just be so far from the norm that you work for a school system. And that doesn't entitle you to choose where you're going to work within that system, like any organization. And decisions often need to be made, and it won't be the last one.
That's not the only relocating the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system discussed this year. Michelle Bronstein is the chair of the school board. She says it was a good thing that discussion about shifting students away from a school that was all they knew didn't happen during an election year, because it was a conversation that needed experience behind it and the ability to soften the blow of passionate confrontation.
Everybody loves their schools, and we are very fortunate that way. No one wants to leave the school they're in, even when they're in a school that is so overcrowded that they know that their children are suffering from that when they have 30, 31 children in the classroom.
Since the shift from Democratic to Republican control in the North Carolina General Assembly, and even more recently, Orange County citizens, along with other more liberal parts of the state, have questioned the motives of the legislature in proposing recent bills. Ones that affect the school systems involve issues such as mandatory cursive training and the reevaluation of tenure procedures. The Chapel Hill Carborough schools don't teach cursive. With computers being so prominent, the art of cursive has become lost. Forsella and Brownstein say it's a matter of balancing the available time in the classroom with what's most important in the curriculum for preparing the students for future learning and eventually the world outside of the classroom. Orange County School Superintendent Patrick Rhodes says he and the Orange School Board look at it a different way.
We still teach cursive writing and instruction, and we think it's important for students to be able to read cursive writing. I'm very concerned about legislation which might potentially further reduce the funding available to our schools. For example, up until now, there has not been a virtual charter school established in North Carolina.
Rhodes says while a legitimate option for some homeschool students, it would take funding away from the schools within the district that it's built. Bills that would mandate legible cursive writing and the memorization of multiplication tables passed the Senate last Thursday with strong likelihood of becoming law. While cursive is a separate discussion, Carborough High School principal Laverne Maddox says multiplication is about more than just the math.
Part of learning the multiplication tables is to give students a sense of the number. Oftentimes when students get to me and they're struggling in mathematics, when we have the specialists talk to us about it, it is because you could probably trace it back to second and third grade where they never really got the sense of the number and how different pieces of things fit together.
Casey Saucy is the parent of two students at Glenwood Elementary. One is in the school's dual language Mandarin program. She says it's great to know that so many people like board members, superintendents, teachers, and administrators are fighting for what's best for her children.
One of my concerns is that I am raising my children in a pressure cooker. And how do you have them be just kids? How do you let them be outside long enough to have the imagination and the curiosity and the creativity that they're going to need to be good, well-adjusted adults one day, in addition to being really smart and academically advanced.
Those comments and many more were made during the education panel of the 2013 WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County Community Forum last week. You can hear the 10-hour forum in its entirety by visiting a link on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:41, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz, and Rand Northam is here. Ren, what's happening on our website today, as if I have to ask?
Well, today is a huge day, Ron. We have launched the affectionately known Chapelboro 2.0. It is here. It's official. It launched just after 9:30 last night, and we're so excited about this. If you go to chapelboro.com, and I certainly hope that you will today, you'll see just a totally new look. We've got a great feature section at the very top part of the website, chapelboro.com. It'll show you all the top stories, and our top story right now is to tell you all about Chapelboro 2.0. Mm-hmm. Jordan Rogers has laid out what there is to offer on our website. Now, all week there's going to be more things added to the website. We've got some functionality that will be added throughout the week, and continuing to just make some small changes here and there to continue to better this website, but it's already just a great thing. We've got a great addition to our photo galleries, a new flipper option through our photo galleries that will allow you to easily get through them. You won't have to click one photo, then click another one, and let that page load. It'll flip right through them, and it's very quick and easy. Still shows all your names and everything great about that. Our news stories and sports stories are all the same. We've got our lifestyle section, some local buzz columns, photos, calendar, all about our the radio station, WCHL. You can still listen live online at chapelboro.com. We've got a link for that up in the top right corner. And if you have woken up this morning and you're trying to get to chapelboro.com on any mobile devices and they're not working, we do understand that they are down right now, but that will be added here in the next day or two. The some of the mobile versions are working in the app. But that will all be updated in the next day or so. So full functionality will be here in just a short period of time. But really, it's already ready to go. Great new website, chapelboro.com, and you'll just be amazed when you look at it.
And what you see today may not necessarily be the final finished product. It's going to get better and better every day.
That's right.
All right.
We're so excited here. It really is a neat thing. So please check that out today and in the coming days to see all the great things. As always, sign up for our newsletter, too. That'll let you know all the new things going on, and you can find that on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
7:43, 17 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary from Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
Hi, this is Rod Stutz. Listen, if you haven't been to the dentist in a while, or if you're seeking an evaluation, consider Sunrise Dental. At Sunrise Dental, Dr. Dinah Weiss and her associates offer complete dentistry for people of all ages. Accept most insurance for services including exams, cleaning, whitening, sedation dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, implants, veneers, and more. Their friendly, professional staff make sure I'm always comfortable entering their offices and I never have to wait. For more information, visit Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. I'm Rod Stutz, and I choose Sunrise Dental.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
April is the Health Awareness Month, and this year the theme is smoke-free public places. During the month of April, the Orange County Health Department will be educating the public about how to take advantage of various cessation programs such as Fresh Start, free nicotine replacement therapy, and the Quit Line for people who need resources and support to stop smoking and kick the habit. For more information, please call the Health Promotion and Education Services team at 919-245-2400.
What do the mayor of Chapel Hill, a Carolina basketball star, and the wife of Carolina's athletic director have in common? Join us Saturday night, May 4th, at the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium as these Carolina celebrities showcase their dance moves for the second annual Dancing with the Stars of Carolina. Proceeds benefit the opening of Chapel Hill's first Boys and Girls Club. For tickets and information, go to www.dancingwiththestarsofcarolina.com. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our youth.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Good morning. It is 7:46, 14 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Last week in the Senate, we heard about the benefits of 20th century energy, fracking, and offshore drilling. Today, I want to tell you about 21st century energy, and it's happening right here in North Carolina. Google announced last week that it is expanding its data center in Lenoir. As part of that expansion, it will include a renewable energy program that Duke Energy is creating for large customers. Energy sold under the new tariff would come from new sources, either from independent renewable energy developers or projects Duke Energy itself creates. Apple, another of our large electricity users, located in Maiden, North Carolina, said it operates some of the world's most efficient data centers, consuming 50% less energy than typical centers. Apple has installed solar panels at its corporate headquarters and is pushing utilities to offer renewable power options to companies that requested it. They completed a 20-megawatt solar farm next to the center and expect a second 20-megawatt farm to go online late this year. Apple says its renewable facilities in Maiden produce enough energy to power 17,600 homes for a year. Our own Bank of America has dedicated itself to a 10-year, $50 billion business initiative, bringing the company's global goal to $70 billion over the next few years. In 2012 alone, Bank of America provided more than $4.5 billion in a number of innovative transactions under its environmental business initiative, the largest of any financial institution. SAS, a business analytics software and services company in Raleigh, is a leader in investing in solar energy and zero energy usage. They have just completed a second solar farm, which will produce an estimated 1.9 million kilowatt hours each year, enough to power more than 175 average size homes. It has a tracker system that captures up to 25% more energy over fixed systems. A combination of energy efficiency buildings and solar distributive power on every roof would reduce our energy use by 40%. So, which is it going to be? 20th century polluting energy that destroys our beautiful landscape and could pollute our water, or 21st century job-creating clean energy? Do we have vision and bold courage? Are we forward-thinking, or are we stuck in the 20th century? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, accepting new patients for cosmetic, restorative, and general dentistry procedures. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Sturdivant from Sturdivant's Tire and Auto, and I would personally like to thank you for helping us support our five local high school baseball programs. From now until the end of April, we'll be giving a portion of the profits for every new tire sold to the teams at Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Cedar Ridge, and Northwood. Thank you again for your business and support of Sturdivant's Tire and Auto, located just a few miles west of Carrboro on Highway 54, and I hope to see you at one of our high school baseball parks this spring.
Guess where I'll be this summer? Chapel Hill Gymnastics. The community's most popular gymnastics facility is offering summer camps. Your children ages 3 and up will learn new skills, make new friends, get exercise, and have fun. Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camps take place in their 7,000-plus square foot climate-controlled gymnasium at the corner of Eubanks and Millhouse Roads. Register online today at chapelhillgymnastics.com. I'll be at Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp. You should come with me.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, let's check in with the inimitable Rand Northam.
Well, I'm still stuck on Chapelboro 2.0 on my tablet over here. I'm sifting through it.
It does look good.
It looks really good. Yeah. Don't check it on your phone, though, while you're driving.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
There is a slowdown to let you know about out on the roadways right now. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40. Seeing just a little bit of a slowdown due to the morning commute. Otherwise, things are moving just fine out there. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any additional delays. No accidents out there. If you see anything as you travel, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy this morning and still foggy out there. Then becoming partly sunny later on in the day. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with more clouds after midnight. Chance of rain late, probably after 12. Probably in the form of drizzle. Overnight low 55. Tomorrow, chance of drizzle in the morning and cloudy for a good portion of the day. High tomorrow in the middle 60s. 20% chance of rain. 7:52. 8 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Wayne Pond. A man of words. A learned man. How are you, sir?
As always, caught off guard by your rapier-like wit. I was thinking, you know, the forecast, still foggy after all these years, Ron. That's me, yeah. That's you, buddy.
Thank you, and Paul Simon.
Yeah, all right. All right, listen, I got a dandy for you this morning. Let's travel south of the border, so to speak. Wink, mm-hmm. wink, nudge, nudge. The word of the day is Llano. Llano. Now, you can pronounce it a little differently if, for example, you live in what's called the port area, Buenos Aires or Montevideo, but typically the word of the day, L-L-A-N-O, that's how you spell it, L-L-A-N-O, typically you would say Llano.
Yeah.
Is this a word that is familiar to you in your deep dive study of all things Hispanic and Latino?
Well, I have had about 3 years of Spanish altogether.
All right, you remember
in,
this one?
Back in the dark ages, but I don't remember what it means. I do remember
right.
the word.
L-L-A-N-O. It is variation, by the way, would be Llano if you live in a place like Buenos Aires. It is a noun, it is Spanish, and it means a treeless, grassy plain, sort of like the top of my head and the way yours is getting to be, right?
Well, it's not grassy up there on top of your head.
Well, there was a time when it was very grassy, Ron. We all know the truth. So.
Mine still is, buddy.
All right, L-L-A-N-O, Llano, or if you want to get really picky about this in some parts of Latin America, Llano. Mm-hmm. L-L-A-N-O, Llano is a noun, a treeless, grassy plain. So I thought you'd enjoy that, so
yeah.
Go have a little copa de gracia when you get off the radio this morning, huh?
I appreciate that, buddy. Hey, listen, you have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'll do my very best. Bye.
All right. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. We have Brian Chicos here. I got all excited for a second. I got distracted by that shirt you're wearing. What that shirt? It looks like you slept in it. Did you?
Oh, wow.
You ever heard of the dry cleaners?
Get here. I do.
Go see Plaza Dry Cleaners over there. They'll make your shirt look a lot
fantastic.
Better.
Fantastic. But yeah. I have, you know, we're not as we don't have the kind of wardrobe that you do. I mean,
oh,
you're
yeah.
like dressed to the nines all the time.
Oh yeah.
You literally wear Sunday's best.
Uh huh.
Sunday to Sunday. I mean,
look,
no days off with you.
People know me. They know better than that.
No, your wardrobe is fantastic, folks.
Yeah, it's
just
fantastic.
Just Google image Ron Stutz, you'll see wardrobe. That's fine.
For heaven's sake. Well, anyway, your shirt's rather wrinkled, and it looks like it slept in it, and you ate in it all weekend, too. So
I know.
But anyway, I'm just saying that.
I got an ironing board.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. You're only just giving me your honest, humble comments like you usually do.
That's right. Well,
but
you got a good joke?
I do.
You can make up for it
and,
by doing that.
Well, I don't know. Stephanie, another single name person, has sent this in to me.
Really?
And again, I don't know what's going on with ladies and
he's got all these women
into these husband jokes. I don't know what's going on, but they're actually sort of funny. So I wanted to read them. They're clean. So
all right,
we can do that.
Sounds good to me.
So I appreciate you sending it in. So the husband on his deathbed called over his wife and said, 1 month after I die, I want you to marry Larry. Larry? But he's your enemy. Yes, I know that. A I suffered all these years, so let him suffer now. And that, folks, is the clean joke of the day.
All right, thanks. A little matrimonial bliss for you this morning.
Marital bliss at its finest right there.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, pal.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jen Merritt is Executive Director of Canine Kindness, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I started Canine Kindness about 3 years ago. It was myself and a group of other dog trainers, and dog professionals in the Triangle that were just really concerned about information people were using to train their dogs and care for their dogs that really wasn't positive, mm-hmm. that had a lot of force and fear involved in it, and started Canine Kindness as a way to educate people, as a way to provide information and resources.
Now, Jen and other animal lovers have started a pilot project, a pet responsibility curriculum for fourth graders at Hillsborough Elementary. It's called Kids for Kindness.
We were looking for some type of educational program that we could do in the community to teach dog bite prevention and pet responsibility to children. And we knew that there wasn't any big concerted effort due to money and time and energy that any other organization in the area was doing. And I did a little investigation and found that one of the most respected programs for humane education for kids was in Moore County, North Carolina. And so I contacted the people that were running that program, and they were incredibly generous and offered to give us their program, which was a curriculum that focused on responsibility and compassion for animals and advocacy, and also how the kids could really get involved in helping with the pet overpopulation problem.
Why work with Orange County fourth graders?
One of our board members is a social worker that works at Hillsborough Elementary. She has been working with this very bright and articulate group of fourth graders, and we target fourth graders because they're right at that age where they can understand a lot of concepts that we're talking about, and they can go home and engage their parents in what they're learning. And Wendy Stewart, who is one of our board members, thought it would be a great idea to do the pilot project, a 7-session pilot project at Hillsborough Elementary, and it's just been fantastic.
If you'd like to find out more,
it's caninekindness.org, and canine is letter K, number 9. We have a page on the Canine Kindness website dedicated to Kids for Kindness.
Oh, good.
And the one thing that we're hoping is that is in the fall, we'll be able to roll out the Kids for Kindness program at as many elementary schools in Orange County as we can.
Oh, fantastic.
That's the goal.
Jen Merritt, Executive Director of Canine Kindness, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, it's going to be cloudy today, and look for a high today in the low 70s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce, plus social equity, plus environmental...